The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, Disc 3.
My sister sends me an email. From Mary, sent Thursday, November 16th, 2006, 4:41 p.m. To Junior. Subject, Hi. Dear Junior, I love it here in Montana. It's beautiful. Yesterday, I rode a horse for the first time. Indians still ride horses in Montana. I'm still looking for a job. I've sent applications to all the restaurants on the reservation. Yep, the Flathead Res has about 20 restaurants. It's weird. They have 6 or 7 towns, too. Can you believe that? That's a lot of towns for one res. And you know what's really weird? Some of the towns on the res are filled with white people. I don't know how that happened. But the people who live in those white towns don't always like Indians much. One of those towns called Polson tried to secede, that means quit, I looked it up, from the res. Really? It was like the Civil War. Even though the town is in the middle of the res, the white folks in that town decided they didn't want to be a part of the res. Crazy. But most of the people here are nice. The whites and Indians. And you know the best part? There's this really great hotel where hubby and I had our honeymoon. It's on Flathead Lake, and we had a suite, a hotel room with its own separate bedroom. And there was a phone in the bathroom. Really, I could have called you from the bathroom. But that's not even the most crazy part. We decided to order room service, to have the food delivered to our room, and guess what they had on the menu? Indian fry bread. Yep. For $5, you could get fry bread. Crazy. So I ordered up 2 pieces. I didn't think it would be any good, especially not as good as Grandma's. But let me tell you, it was great. Almost as good as Grandma's. And they had the fry bread on this fancy plate, and so I ate it with this fancy fork and knife. And I just kept imagining there was some Flathead Indian grandma in the kitchen just making fry bread for all the room service people. It was a dream come true. I love my life. I love my husband. I love Montana. I love you. Your sis, Mary.